Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mafed Charting the Wide, Weird World of Geography Wonks is a nonfiction exploration of cartography, geography enthusiasm, and the communities that form around maps. Ken Jennings, widely known for his Jeopardy! Record and for writing about trivia culture, approaches maps as both a lifelong personal obsession and a cultural artifact. The book is not a technical cartography manual. It is a broad, witty survey of why humans make maps, why some people collect or study them intensely, and how mapping habits have changed from paper atlases to GPS and Google Earth. Jennings blends history, reporting, memoir, and popular science. Moving among antique map collectors, National Geographic Bee contestants, geocachers, high pointers, fantasy mapmakers, road enthusiasts, and digital mapping specialists, its purpose is to show that maps are not merely navigational tools. They are records of curiosity, power, imagination, memory, and identity, revealing how people organize space and make the world intellectually manageable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, maps as cultural tools rather than neutral pictures of the world. A central idea in Mafed is that maps are never just scaled-down images of reality. Jennings treats them as cultural documents that encode what a society knows, values, fears, and wants to control. Ancient and early modern maps could mix practical geography with myth, religion, politics, or speculation. While schoolroom globes and road atlases taught later generations to imagine nations, borders, and distances in standardized ways, this perspective matters because maps often appear objective. A reader may assume that a map simply presents facts, but every map must select, omit, label, distort, and prioritize. Even familiar choices, such as projection, color, border emphasis, or naming conventions, shape how users interpret territory. Jennings makes this argument through accessible examples rather than specialist theory, showing how maps function as tools for exploration, administration, commerce, education, and fantasy. The result is a popular history of cartography that encourages readers to ask what a given map is designed to do, whose viewpoint it reflects, and what kinds of knowledge it makes visible or invisible. Secondly, the varied subcultures of map obsession and geographic collecting. Jennings gives the book much of its energy by treating map love as a network of distinct subcultures rather than a single hobby. Antique map collectors value rarity, historical context, beauty, and provenance. National Geographic Bee competitors demonstrate how geography can become a disciplined knowledge sport, involving memorization, pattern recognition, and global awareness. Geocachers turn coordinates into a treasure hunt structure, using technology to connect physical exploration with online community. High pointers pursue the highest elevation in states or regions, converting topography into a checklist of embodied achievement. Road enthusiasts, systematic travelers, and county collectors apply similar logic to highways, borders, and administrative units. Fantasy mapmakers show another branch of the impulse, the desire to create coherent imagined worlds through coastlines, mountains, place names, and political boundaries. By moving among these groups, Jennings shows that map obsession often combines order, play, competition, memory, and identity. The common thread is not only love of maps, but the pleasure of turning space into a system that can be studied, completed, visited, or redesigned. Thirdly, Fate, personal geography as the bridge between memoir and reporting. Mafed is partly shaped by Jennings' own experience as a geography wonk, and that personal angle distinguishes it from a conventional survey of cartography. He writes not as a detached academic historian, but as someone who understands the emotional pull of atlases, place names, routes, borders, and trivia. This matters because many of the behaviors described in the book could seem eccentric if observed from a distance. Jennings uses memoir and humor to make them legible. His childhood attachment to atlases, his fascination with geographic facts, and his curiosity about people who pursue extreme mapping-related goals allow him to ask why maps can become objects of comfort, mastery, and imagination. The reporting becomes a form of self-inquiry by meeting collectors, competitors, programmers, geocachers, and travelers. He investigates his own tribe. This approach gives the book a conversational texture, but it also has analytical value. It suggests that geography is not only external knowledge about places. It is also internal knowledge about how people situate themselves in a large, complex world. Fourthly, digital mapping changes how people navigate, remember, and explore. The book pays close attention to the shift from printed maps and atlases to digital tools such as GPS, online maps, and Google Earth. Jennings does not simply present this shift as technological improvement. He examines how digital mapping changes habits of attention. Paper maps invite browsing, peripheral discovery, and a sense of spatial context. Users see routes, neighboring towns, borders, and alternatives at once. GPS systems are efficient, but often narrow the user experience to immediate instructions, reducing the need to form a mental map. At the same time, digital mapping expands access dramatically. Satellite imagery, searchable databases, geotagging, and coordinate-based games make geographic information more interactive and more widely available than ever before. Activities such as geocaching depend on this fusion of location technology and physical movement. Jennings' position is balanced. Digital maps can weaken some older forms of geographic literacy, but they also create new forms of exploration and participation. The important question is not whether digital maps replace paper maps, but what kinds of spatial thinking each format encourages. Lastly, a popular lay history that favors breadth, wit, and curiosity over technical depth, MapFed is best understood as a spirited popular account rather than a comprehensive academic history of cartography. Jennings covers a wide range of material, but he usually does so through anecdotes, interviews, cultural observations, and memorable examples. This is a strength for general readers because it lowers the barrier to entry. Someone without formal training in geography can understand why map projections matter, why collectors care about old maps, why children compete in geography bees, or why coordinate-based hobbies appeal to adults. The trade-off is that the book is not designed to provide exhaustive technical explanation of surveying, geographic information systems, projection mathematics, or the political theory of maps. Its method is exploratory and connective. Jennings links map history to popular culture, travel, childhood learning, games, fantasy, and technology. That breadth reflects the book's subject map enthusiasm itself is diffuse, crossing museums, classrooms, archives, roads, mountains, websites, and fictional worlds. The value of the book lies in showing how many ordinary and eccentric practices share a common spatial imagination. In conclusion, MapFed is especially well-suited to readers who enjoy geography, travel, trivia, maps, popular history, and accounts of niche communities. It will appeal to people who remember atlases and roadmaps with affection, but it is also useful for readers who mostly encounter maps through phones, GPS, and online platforms. The practical benefit is a sharper awareness of how maps shape everyday behavior, route choices, place memory, political perception, travel planning, and curiosity about unfamiliar regions. The intellectual benefit is broader. Jennings helps readers see maps as artifacts that combine information, imagination, technology, and social identity, compared with more specialized books on cartography. MapFed stands out because it is less concerned with technical mastery and more interested in the human reasons people become attached to spatial knowledge. Compared with general travel writing, it is more systematic about the tools and communities that structure geographic imagination. Its distinctive quality is the combination of memoir, reporting, trivia, and cultural analysis, delivered in an accessible comic style without losing sight of real historical and technological change. Readers looking for rigorous GIS instruction or a scholarly cartographic history may find it light, but those seeking an intelligent, engaging entry into map culture will find it unusually effective. If you would like to support Ken Jennings, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.